Giving glory to God. Today, on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard. Before we get any further into the show, if you missed last week's interview with Coach Lance Rorix from Silverdale Academy in Chattanooga, Tennessee, stop what you're doing and go back and catch that show. This show exists to encourage guys who are doing things the right way, with the goal of positively impacting as many players as possible. Coach Rorix is one of those guys, and I guarantee you'll be blessed by checking out that episode. Now today, I want to talk briefly about giving glory to God. Have you ever questioned if God cares about your role as a coach, or even wondered if you have the ability to make a real difference? I know from my own experience, there have been days where those questions have ran through my mind. They have a tendency to take root when I deal with difficult players, because in those instances, I often don't see instant results. That can be frustrating, to say the least. As a baseball coach, one of my favorite things to do is take care of my field. Specifically, I like to mow the grass. Not only does it provide quiet and peaceful moments in the midst of a hectic job, but it also offers quick and measurable results. Dealing with players and people in general is often not this way. This can lead to a coach questioning his effectiveness and the importance of what he does. While the temptation to question the importance of what you do is very real, Scripture warns against it. In 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31, Paul shares quite a remarkable statement. He teaches that whatever you do, it has the potential to bring glory to God. Now, I can understand someone questioning such a broad statement. Does Paul really mean everything? His choice of words reveals that the answer to that question is a resounding yes. Paul specifically states that everything matters, even down to what you eat and drink. If such a menial task throughout your day matters and has the potential to bring glory to God, then it's reasonable to argue that everything you do matters. Certainly, this includes everything you do in your role as a coach. God has placed you in that position, and all that you do while in it is of extreme importance. Why? Because through them, you can bring glory to God. One thing that we talk about in my program a good bit is making the most of your ability that the Creator has given you, because it's a way of offering thanks and giving Him the glory and honor that He deserves. Failing to do so is, in some sense, a slap in the face to God. As a coach, it's imperative that we live this out in front of our players on a daily basis. You demand that your players work hard and that in everything they need to give their best. By setting the standard in front of them, they not only have a model to follow, but you also are provided with the opportunity to let them know why you ask this of them. Because God deserves the glory that He's due. And anytime you bring glory to God, you have the opportunity to have an eternal impact. Coach, resist the temptation that the things you do don't matter. You may not see results right away, but you can trust that God is working through you. Cherish the opportunities you have to honor your very Creator, whether it's something as small as mowing the grass or something as important as a heartfelt conversation with one of your players. Coach, everything matters. Today, stop and pray about the areas in your job where you don't feel like you're seeing results, and ask God for the strength and motivation to continue giving your best effort for the benefit of your players and, more importantly, for His glory. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.